Back, everybody, here inside CN Center in the PG Office System postgame show. The Prince George Cougars with a picture-perfect homestand going 5-0 and cap it off with an entertaining victory, entertaining as it gets, 3-2 over the Edmonton Oil Kings. And we are now pleased to be in the postgame show presented by PG Office System and also GM and head coach Mark Lamb joining us here down at ice level. And, Coach, boy, that's got to feel good. A perfect homestand going 5-0 is how proud of you are. How proud are you of your guys right now?
Yeah, real proud. That was a fun game. That was an excellent game. It had a little bit of everything. It had, you know, goals, some good plays, fights, penalties, bad calls, good calls. It had everything.
An animated coach now and then a little bit, usually even keel, but not through the whole game.
Yeah, I don't like it when our best player gets cross-checked in the head.
I don't blame you, you know, at all. We have talked about how strong this team is in the third period. I said to Cole in the broadcast, outside of that Lethbridge game last night, the one-goal lead at the very end, you practice this. You're always ahead that one goal. The first three games in the homestand, you shut them down. Now, this Edmonton team has a little bit more offense than those other times, and they gave you a little bit more of a scare maybe, but this has been the recipe for this team.
Yeah, we bent, but we didn't break, and they are. They got the most goals in the league. They're a real good team, and we did enough to win. We had a lot of good things going. It was fun.
Yeah. You know, we'll talk about Josh in a second, but I want to ask about Corbin Vaughn because, you know, Edmonton, a lot of looks in that second period. Corbin drops the mitts, and then he scores, I think, three shifts after his fight, and turned out to be the game winner. But maybe just some thoughts on Corbin, Coach, who seemed like when he came in here, he's just been a leader ever since he's been here.
Yeah, he's been great, and you know, he hasn't played a lot of hockey. You know, both suspensions are real tough, and then he got hurt in the NHL training camp this year. So he's kind of learning how to play a little bit different way. You know, we can't have him suspended, and he understands that, and he wants to be in the game. So he's changed his style a little bit, and he's really coming along.
But did you enjoy his fight or his goal a little bit more?
I like them both, you know. But it's amazing how that goes hand in hand.
Yeah.
You know, it brings a lot of emotion, and that happens when you play like that.
It certainly does. And, you know, talking about Josh, yeah, there was one goal. I know he went back in that first period, but the lockdown, it's so mature. You know, all goaltenders, I don't care who you are or what levels, they're going to have goals now and then that they'd like back. It's how you recover from it. I don't think he could have recovered any better. He was fantastic in the last, just like every other game. But he, like the rest of your team, plays the best when the game is on the line in the third period. And the whole team knows that, how solid he is. And it seems like a broken record because we say this to you every game, but how do we not mention it?
I like the broken record. The first two goals, you know, we get behind, and we weren't behind, but he doesn't like those goals, but he just, that's part of being a goaltender. You know, look around the NHL, you look in our league, and they're not going to be perfect. It's how you react after, and he's really maturing in that area.
Yeah, really much so. You got a little bit of a trip planned here to watch Carson play before you do.
Yeah. No, I'm going to go do a little bit of scouting and, you know, see a couple games. And there should be some really good hockey games, and then meet the team in Wenatchee.
Last one for me, Coach. Again, it's a 5-0 homestand, but the way you won these games were so dang impressive. And, you know, the term grind, I think, was involved in every single win here on this road trip. And, again, I think keep beating on the same drum of just how the grind, and you guys have just embraced it, and it resulted in a perfect homestand.
It was, and we have different guys doing it. Like, I thought Foster played unreal tonight.
We actually talked about getting him in, but we just couldn't quite get him in the Stars, like we talked about.
He was real good, and you know, that line, they're starting to find it a little bit. And, you know, since Finnegan has come in, he's really brought us a spark, and he's just a guy that will do anything for the team.
Oh, just one thing before you go, and I mentioned this to Cole. You guys are playing so well. Like, and you've got strong players that aren't in the lineup. And this is great for you to have. You've got difficult, you know, lineup decisions to make, because I don't know how you take any of these guys out, and yet you got three guys that are ready to come in that can play. That's the kind of a problem you want. But, I mean, some of these guys that were on a rotating basis before, they're playing so darn well, they're making it so tough for you.
Yeah, you know, and that's part of it. And the worst part is not having those guys in the lineup because they, you know, they can play. They're WHL players, but they'll get in. You know, they got to be patient. They'll get in. We're going to need them. We're a team. You need more than 20 guys, you know, especially, you know, going in after Christmas and stuff. So they just got to be ready, and you got to be ready for your opportunity, just like Finnegan was.
Yeah, perfect, yeah. Coach. Great way to end it. Congratulations on an awesome homestand, an awesome win here tonight. And congrats, Coach. Appreciate it.
All right, thanks.
GM and head coach Mark Lamb in our post-game show. Appreciate his time, as always. And we have...